Good morning, church family. This is another edition of the Sun is Rising devotion. Luke 16, 20 and 21 says, "And laying at his door was a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores. He would gladly have eaten his fill of the scraps that fell from the rich man's table. Dogs even used to come and lick his sores. When the poor man died, he was carried away by angels to the bosom of Abraham." A recent heat wave caused me to identify with a story I read. One individual wrote this: "We were visiting friends during a heat wave recently. Too hot to do anything, we had spent the several days at the pool, sipping sparkling water, reapplying sunscreen to our rosy cheeks, and jumping in after the kids when the heat became too much. When thunder began to rumble, the lifeguard blew a whistle, and the kids reluctantly climbed out. Back at the house, we settled the kids in with a movie, and I slipped out on the front porch to watch the storm roll in. The thunderheads gathered, dark blue gray against the sumptuous green sweet gum trees. The heat and humidity was oppressive. The wind played, then fought with a tall tree in the distance. A few cold drops of sprinkle hit my bare arms as I sat, transfixed, bearing witness to a miracle. Suddenly, a huge thunderclap rattled, and the pane of the windows behind me started rattling, and I jumped. Sheets of rain pelted the roof with a crackle, and a large limb sheared away from the tree in the front yard. Uncharacteristically, I hadn't bothered to check the weather that week, so the storm came as a delicious surprise. In our area recently, all of us experienced a heat wave that caught many off guard. Temps rose way over 100 degrees, and most sought cooler places for 4 days to allow it to pass. Well, our air conditioner went out just about the time this all started, so we had to endure several days with just fans. Thank you, Lord, for fans. Sometimes we find ourselves in the midst of a spiritual heat wave, suffering, grieving, in a survival mode, perhaps an illness, and we desperately want to look ahead at the forecast, thinking to ourselves, when is the heat going to break? That's what Shirley and I both were thinking and praying. Okay. We're wimps, since we're used to having air conditioning. However, that heat was higher than most thought it would be. It did finally break, and relief has come, and now we're thankful. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I began to think of God's words and realized God doesn't work like that. He asks us to praise Him where we are and promises to provide what we need to survive and grow closer to Him in each season if we'll only surrender each day, each wound, each trial to Him. Let's be honest. We can control a few things in our lives, yet we're invited to give the rest over to God's tender mercy and love, just as Lazarus did. I think the lesson for us to see and discover is to be thankful for His presence, even when life is filled with all kinds of heat, which prompts a question in my mind. How do we surrender to the heat wave in our lives? I want everyone to know that as we surrender, relief will come. Not if it will come, it will come. The God who allowed us to sit in the discomfort of that heat is the same God who is sending the sweet relief of a summer storm to comfort and revive our weary souls. I like that thought, don't you? God's not caught off guard at any time with whatever we are facing or we're in the middle of. He will supply relief, just as in the story we read just moments ago. So as we walk through the valley of heat, let's stay focused on who we are serving and what He is doing and will do for us as we walk one step at a time, focused on Him, placing our lives in His hands and trusting each moment of every day to Him. Relief will come. Prayer thoughts for today: Scott Rooney, Linda Dobbins, Christina Meal, Suzette, George Myers Brothers, Ray and Iris Goff, Gary's dad, Wayne, Bob and Gertie's son, Julie Cassandi's mom, her families in Hawaii, the families that have been going through devastation, Karen Tindall, Chris and Elam and the kids, Gail Linden really needs our prayers right now. Our celebration in September, on September 10th, we're going to reach out to families and friends and encourage them to come back. And this Sunday morning, we have a guest speaker, Reverend Barton, who's our missionary in Japan, and his wife. We want to encourage you to be here. So let's just pray that God brings the people back to His house. God bless you. Take a few moments in prayer and have a great day.